she didn't just crack right down on and make me practice.
Boy, that takes time too. Yeah. What kind of chairs did you have?
Well, it was we had a couple of these little rocking chairs, mm-hmm. but the rest of them was just ordinary, you know, just wood chairs. Mm-hmm. But Mom had a little on these little, a bunch of my sewing rockers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you have one of those long pieces of furniture that you could sit on or lie on?
No. You mean an old-fashioned sofa?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, later on we had one of those, yeah.
That came
later. And you could open it up and make a bed out of it, uh-huh. See? Yeah.
Where did you keep your small clothes?
Well, we had a little closet. Actually, let us in this small house that we had by one. Dad built about a 3-foot square closet in the side of the uh-huh. house. And we always, every time he built a house, he always built a little closet with it, see, and we had that to keep our clothes in. Mm-hmm. Of course, some of the stuff we kept in bureau drawers and things like that.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a bureau drawer. What was a bureau?
Well, that's the same thing now, you've got nowadays in your bedrooms, you know, that has the drawers in it, you know. Mm-hmm. We called it a bureau back then. And
did you say doors or drawers?
Drawers. Uh-huh. And usually the nice ones back in those days had marble tops on.
Mm-hmm. You could put the wash basin out there?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it wouldn't hurt anything, you know. Uh-huh. And it wouldn't scar up and scratch it.
That made good sense. Yeah. Just wipe up the water.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you have one of those movable pieces of furniture that you could hang your clothes in?
No.
Or were those at all common then?
They wasn't common, I don't think then, no.
Was that a...
You mean a wardrobe?
Yeah,
sort of
wardrobe.
Yeah. No, they wasn't common. Most people had built a little place in their houses for them, you know, mm-hmm. for their clothes. It was two things that was necessary. It was a place in your house for your clothes, and then in your smokehouse, you wanted to build a place to smoke your meat, you know. Mm-hmm. And they were both about the same size, only used for different things.
And then somebody had to tend the fire in the smokehouse if you were going?
There wasn't much tending to that. You see, you go to work, you go to work in the, when you butcher and you cut your meat up and salt it, put it down in the salt, see, mm-hmm. until it takes salt. Well, then you hang it on the hooks in this smokehouse. Well, you take any type of a piece of cast iron pot, you know, mm-hmm. and put green chips in there. Put green walnut or something like that wouldn't burn. Mm-hmm. But you get them a fire, they'll smoke forever, you see. Mm-hmm. And they put a lid over the top of it and just let it smoke in there. And it was always built tight. Wasn't any windows or anything in it. We always built them out of tongue and groove stuff. And the smoke in there, after you had smoked it so long in there, why, you just let them hang. Never take them out.
Mm-hmm.
Flies couldn't get in it, it was fly proof. And then that smell of smoke in there, why, a fly didn't want to
turn around anyway.
No. Uh-huh. And when you needed a ham, I'd go out there and pick one down. Cut it, see.
Did you lose much meat?
No, there's no use in losing meat if you anything like take care of it.
I talked to someone and he said they lost about half of their hams. They just did it backwards what they
well,
were supposed to do.
Well, he didn't understand how to take care of them. You've got to cut your hams, cut a lot of your fat off your hams. And particularly where you cut the legs off, you see, you sure want to get plenty of salt up in there, see. Mm-hmm. And then let them put them down into a box and let them stay till the brine and stuff